WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Now you're going to get it, Bobby.
Bobby? Dude, I love that so much.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
So I almost bought a golf ball marker, so you mark your ball on the green, and it's just a picture of Bob Barker, just full uppercutting him into the stomach. You know, happy's all up in the air. Wham! Love it.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough, bitch.
Some good behind the scenes of that, man, that I've never really watched until the other day.
No.
There's a lot with Bob Barker, too. It's hilarious.
What I love is that Bob Barker was great enough and gracious enough to not take himself, because he's a household name, and especially at that time. Yeah. Like, and he's kind of that all-American guy. Everyone loves him. You know, moms love him, grandmas love him, little kids love him. And to have him do that and straight up fight Adam Sandler and then say, bitch.
Bitch. You know, they originally weren't going to go with Bob Barker. They went with another game show host. I can't remember who it was, but he was from like the 70s or something. Mm. Another famous one. But then he didn't do it. They contacted Bob, and I guess Bob wasn't going to do it, but the only reason he did was because he won the fight in the script.
Oh, that's why, right there.
He's like, okay, if I win the fight, then I'll do it. I guess.
Happy!
Ended up being one of the most epic scenes ever.
Classic. Speaking of game show hosts, I always thought that that would be a fun job to be a game show host, right?
It would be kind of
making
fun.
People's dreams come true. You get to give away a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? Here's another thing, though. I thought of that before, and everybody has off days, right?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of hard to have an off day as a game show host.
Yeah.
You always have to be on. You
know what they do, though? They do a lot of taping all at once. Like I've told, and I think I've shared
very
this
true.
Before. Vanna White and why can't I think of his name now? Oh my God, Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak, right? They would do like Bob Saget. But Vanna and Sajak, they do like 3 episodes of Wheel of Fortune a day, and they do it for like 3 or 4 months. So they just get them all in there,
crank them out. But what they get a big break.
What they would do, though, is like in between tapings of the show, that I guess they'd go across the street to like a TGI Fridays and just get drunk on margaritas and then come back. So by that third one, they're both lit up. Van is stumbling across the tarmac there, trying to push the letters.
It's pretty awesome.
God, I love it. Yeah, that's a job right there, man. That's a job right there.
You didn't really have to. You can do that drunk. You
know, yeah, for sure.
As long as you walk in the straight line, you're good.
As long as you get the sponsor mentions and, you're fine. You're fine.
Would be an interesting job. Well, now, which game show would you do?
Wheel of Fortune would be kind of fun. There's that new one you and I have talked about that America Says. I think Family Feud would be good.
Family Feud would be fun.
Yeah.
You know,
but
all of them would be fun. Really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's not a bad job to have. And I would have the skinny microphone. I would. I would. Whatever game show I was hosting, skinny microphone, skinny microphone. Anyway, enough of our game show host dreams. We got to get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintress Moving and Self-Storage. Well, you need it moved. You need it stored. Well, why don't you just trust the experts over at Bintress Moving.
Right there.
It's right there. It's right there. Simple. They have moving and storage right in their title. It's right there, you big dummies. Seriously, they got something for every budget, every need, big or small. You need it moved. You need it stored. Bintress Moving and Self-Storage, 269-429-6007 for Bintress Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, sphincter cough.
Come on, man.
Sphincter cough.
Come on. I mean, you've had harder ones in the past, but this one, not one of those.
Oh, Mr. Smart Guy, you got one? Okay, sphincter cough. That's right.
That's pretty good.
I felt like you really farted.
Mom.
You really farted. You're right, Hunter. It's just a loud fart, aggressive fart. Hunter has done this thing before, and I'm not making this up, where he has farted into the microphone, which, believe me, is hilarious. But I'm like, wait, you got to put that microphone back up in your
It's
face.
My own, though. If it was yours, then it would be different.
It's your own brand, so it's fine. It's okay.
My own brand, man. Spartan brand.
But yes, Hunter, you're right. It's a loud fart, a fart in general. Example. Oh, wait, Hunter, do the fart noise. Example. God, Al, that sphincter cough was ridiculous.
Thanks.
Go outside next time. That's right. Just coughing out that sphincter.
What do you eat?
To be honest, though, this one's actually a little more cleaned up. I mean, sphincter is the actual proper name for it. So I'm just going to say.
Beef broth. Ah.
So I can taste it. It's on my mouth.
Baby food.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. As always, brought to you by Binter's Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back. Like.